Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book, Contagious, Why Things Catch On. There are two things that are always difficult to achieve: ask people to put their money in your pocket, and putting your ideas into someone else's head. The first one involves selling your products and creations, and the second one involves getting others accept your ideas, even though they may be different from their own preconceived idea. They seem like two individual things, but from a marketing perspective, they are regarded as one and the same, and that is how to influence consumer behavior. Shopping malls want to boost sales, restaurants and coffee shops want to attract more customers, authors want more readers, schools and training institutes want more students, and governments or non-profit organizations want more people to respond to advocacy and make changes. So, how can a product, idea, or behavior start to become popular with the public? Is it because of a competitive price and overwhelming commercials? These two factors do work, but there are exceptions. For example, some expensive products have better sales, and some viral videos were not necessarily heavily advertised. Contagious author Jonah Berger discovered some findings from extensive research, in which all behaviors and purchase decisions, 20% to 50% of the purchase triggers are from word of mouth. It's more convincing than traditional advertisements. Ads usually tell us how good the products are, and even propagate that a certain product is the best, but banging your own product's drum does not sound all that credible. On the other hand, word of mouth is something different. We tend to trust personal recommendations more or evaluations from a pre-existing product we may have purchased. Through this, a good reputation is established on its own. Another reason why word of mouth is so influential is that the consumers who ultimately decide to purchase the product or service are the ones who have shown some interest already. We would not recommend a product to everyone we know. We would choose people who most relate to the product, meaning that word of mouth is more focused than a broad advertising approach. So, the question is, how can we make our product or service enjoy the benefits of word of mouth advertising? Berger and his team analyzed famous people from the past 100 years, over 1,000 articles from the New York Times, and millions of vehicle trade records. The team also spent thousands of hours collecting, organizing and analyzing brands, YouTube channels, urban legends, products and their reviews. They eventually discovered the secrets of making products or ideas popular, and this book is the summarized outcome of their extensive research. In this book, each chapter focuses on one principle. It involves scientific research, real-life scenarios, and solutions for those who crave for their products to become popular. Next, we are going to talk to you about today's content. Part 1, How to Design Contagious Products. Part 2, How to Make Products Contagious Through Promotion. As we covered earlier, word of mouth is one of the major triggers that influence the popularity of a product. So how can we get people to recommend our product or service to our target market? Berger listed three elements: social currency, practical value, and public. First of all, we will discuss what social currency is, and how to make products social currency rich. People love to share their lives and opinions with others to look more intelligent, interesting and cool. Through doing this, they can get a deeper connection and socialize with their family, friends and colleagues. To achieve this, we usually want to make ourselves look unique and attractive. We make ourselves look more pretty through our outfits and makeup, we wear designer bags and drive luxury cars to show our taste and wealth. We also try to be attractive by using good manners, making tasteful jokes and engaging in intellectual small talk. These things that help us maintain a good image are social currency. If a product can bring us social currency, then we would want to use it more often at social events, and it would be easier for this product to become popular. So, How can we create a product with social currency? Berger listed three methods. The first method is to find the product's inner remarkability. Perhaps obviously to some people, Berger's research found that articles are more likely to become the New York Times' front page headlines, if they are interesting and surprising. This tells us that people are more willing to share interesting and surprising things. Interestingness and novelty can be seen as a product's inner remarkability. American brand Snapple uses this method to promote its products. They print surprising items on the inside of every bottle's cap, such as a ball of glass will bounce higher than a ball of rubber, kangaroos can't jump backward, and frowning burns more calories than smiling. These facts are quite surprising and interesting. Snapple drinkers usually share facts in their bottle cap, and in turn it helps promotes this drink and adds to its social currency. The second method is to leverage game mechanics. It is a fact that most people like to play games. If game mechanics are integrated into products, then most people will be open to participating in the game and even show off their achievements to gain social currency. As a result, this product will likely become a topic in people's conversation. So how do we leverage game mechanics? The most important part is to quantify people's achievements, and airlines run a perfect model of this game. Airlines did well on this by recording customers' air miles to ensure their loyalty. Frequent flyers are awarded different status levels based on their cumulative air miles, and different status levels are accompanied by different services. For example, frequent flyers can board a couple of minutes earlier, use the VIP lounge or upgrade to first class for free. Air miles can also redeem free tickets, hotels, or other special discounts. These game mechanics provide customers with a sense of accomplishment and superiority, and so they would unconsciously accumulate miles from the same airline. Some flyers would even irrationally choose to transit in a random city or travel at a not-so-convenient time, to earn more miles. Moreover, they would not hesitate to show off their achievements through social media. By doing so, they help promote the airline for free every time they show off their special status. The third method is to make people feel like an insider. Many people are enticed by products labeled with membership only, custom-made, private sale, global limited edition and unwittingly get lost in impulse buying. Why do people generate these impulses? Because these words represent scarcity and exclusivity. Scarcity emphasizes the quantity of a product. Scarce products are less available due to high demand, low productivity, or time and location restrictions. Exclusivity emphasizes that only people who meet specific criteria have access to it. These two characteristics make products seem more valuable and make people who own them appear to be unique, just like an insider of the brand who enjoys privileges. Scarcity and exclusivity enable people to show off, and it is helpful for a product to become popular. This explains why people would wait in a long queue for a limited edition product, and brag about it on Facebook or Instagram immediately. Many years ago, McDonald's introduced a pork sandwich called the McRib. This product tastes good and test marketed well, but the number of purchases around the country showed a lower than expected result. McDonald's used many promotions and commercials, but none of them worked. So McDonald's had to give up on the McRib. Many years later, McDonald's finally came up with a solution to increase people's interest in this product. They occasionally offer this sandwich nationwide, sometimes only at specific locations. The scarcity strategy was very successful, and many people acclaimed this product on Facebook and demanded its return. Some even designed an online McRib locator to share the locations that offer this sandwich. This case study shows us the considerable power of social currency for boosting product sales. Now let's take a look at the second element that makes products contagious, practical value. Generally speaking, we prefer to share useful information because it could help others and in turn solidify our social network. Therefore, we are more willing to recommend a product if it can offer something helpful. Berger and his team analyzed the New York Times' most emailed list and discovered that health and sports articles were shared most often. Hottest restaurants, food, and critiques are also highly shared, and one of the reasons is that these articles provide useful information for daily life. Therefore, if we want our products to stand out, be remembered, and be shared with others, it is necessary to clarify why our products are useful. We should also highlight their practical value, such as saving time, saving money, increasing happiness, or improving health. Now let's take a look at Berger's own case. Vanguard, the firm that manages Berger's retirement plan, sends him a brief email on financial management, including basic information on investment, tax avoidance plans, and whether older adults should use the money to buy happiness. Though Berger doesn't read every email, he signed up because these emails contain useful information. He sent the part about homeowners insurance to a colleague who's about to buy a house, and forwarded the part about tracking personal finances to a friend who wants to be more financially responsible. Of course, he also advertised Vanguard and its expertise in investment. However, even if Vanguard's emails are useful, no one would want to read if every email contains a four-page rambling speech. Therefore, how the information is packaged is important to maximize its success. For instance, Vanguard's email only has a one-page note with a key topic and three or four main links, so that readers can easily understand its content and structure. Now let's talk about the third element that makes products contagious: public. Making a product public adds observability to the product, allowing people to notice it. If a product is designed to be observable, then the product will have the power to spread out in the first place. Due to human nature, we tend to conform to what others do, from making small decisions like what brand of coffee to buy, or important decisions like how to pay our taxes. We love to imitate. When we face situations that we are not sure what to do, we often look to others and imitate them. In psychology, this is called conformity. We have thoroughly explained this psychological mechanism in the bookie, The Social Animal. Conformity triggers us to be more likely to purchase a product when we see other people are using it. Many brands, such as Apple, use this phenomenon to make their products visible. Steve Jobs noticed when people open their Apple laptops, everyone around them would see an upside-down logo. He then asked the team to design a new product where the logo is the right way up when the laptop is open, thus making the brand more visible. The reason is that Jobs realized people imitate others' behaviors at all times and in all places. Making the product more observable facilitates imitation. In addition, iPhone users would know that there is a signature sent from my iPhone at the bottom of their emails, and this default setting would inform others that we are using iPhones. This is another way to make the product public. Of course, observability is not the only factor that makes Apple so popular globally. If you're interested in the reasons behind Apple's massive success, please listen to another bookie on our platform called Start With Why. It would tell you Apple's success is made of a principle called the Golden Circle. That concludes the first section of this bookie where we've learned how to design contagious products. There are three methods: first, making products that have social currency; second, making products with practical value; third, making products public. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Ja, ist doch alles gut. Beruhig dich, beruhig dich. Geht ja bald weiter. Die neue Staffel Iswas Dog ist doch bereits in der Mache. Kleinen Augenblick Geduld noch und dann gibt's hier wieder Geschichten über gute und schlechte Hundstage und natürlich Tipps von unserer Expertin Melanie Lippisch für eine harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehung.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus. Jetzt bewerten, abonnieren und weiterempfehlen.
Oh. Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.